Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello there. Long time no live broadcast. I took a break, almost 2 weeks break off, but had to return for Good Friday and this happy Easter weekend. Oh, man, sending much love out to you on this Good Friday and happy Easter weekend and just a wonderful weekend also. Big shout out to Prince. Hey, I received an invite about a week ago that, hey, there's a big party at Paisley Park tonight. I know they party a lot, but this is really a party for a purpose, which many of you have heard that Prince has re-signed with Warner Brothers. And my dreams, my wishes are coming true, you know. And we'll be reissuing Purple Rain. We'll be re-releasing music. And also, you know, I'm always talking about that vault music. Just reading between the lines sounds like we're going to, you know, there's like unfinished songs or finished songs. New albums are coming. We're going to be hearing music that maybe he put in the vault and now it's time to take out. And also new music from Prince, back with Time Warner, back with the Warner Brothers. Oh, that's amazing, you know, just amazing. I seen one tweet and someone had said, oh, he's back with the slave label. But this is wonderful that Prince is, apparently Prince find it wonderful. He resigned with them regarding his work, past work that need to be released, and also new projects. And this is just great. And now I really know what this big party tonight at Paisley Park is really all about, even though they're always partying and having fun, good, clean fun. But tonight is a celebration upon this big announcement in the past couple of days, today and all, that Prince has re-signed with Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers is just trending away, as Dr. Funkenberry tweeted on Twitter, how Warner Brothers, Prince, hashtag Warner Brothers, it's just trending away over this overwhelming news for old heads like myself and also the new school people. I mean, and this is a good opportunity, especially not only old heads like I, who am super, super excited, especially with Prince being a part of the Essence Festival 20th anniversary. My friends and I have been excited because some of my friends have seen Prince hundreds of times. Prince and I, again, we've known each other since I was a little kid. Never met Prince, never seen him perform live. And this is just icing on the top, you know? And, you know, to see Prince with his original band would be a dream come true. If my first time seeing Prince live in concert and his original bandmates come out along with Third Eye Girl and Shelby J and Liv Warfield and MPG Official and Don't Let the Time Show Up. Oh, my God. But if it's original bandmates, Dave Dickerson, Andre Simone, before Lisa, Gail Chapman, Dr. Fink, Bobby Z, oh, my God, I'm just going to freak. And I know I won't be alone. Congratulations. Big shout-out to my Purple Peeps in Chet Hansen, Minnesota. In love, they're in spirit, most definitely. Got to make plans to finally come to the Twin Cities, to Chet Hansen, Paisley Park, and have some proper fun with you guys. This is just super, super amazing. Good news. Hopefully this means Prince will be signing more artists, too, back like in the old days when he had, You know, he still has MPG, but back in the, like when he had Paisley Park Records and, you know, was signing. I know, you know, bands, unknowns and known, still record at Paisley Park, but this is like a whole new, like a new chapter. I won't say a new beginning, but a new chapter, right? This is just so awesome. So congratulations to Prince, Warner Brothers, those of us who love his music and those that are learning to love his music or learning more about his music. Now it's time for that Hollywood Walk of Fame star, right? Definitely. But again, happy Easter. You know, we're still going, you know, I need to update you guys a little. You know, we have a runoff coming up on April the 22nd. I'm still, my Chokwe Lumumba, our late mayor's son, he still has my vote. I need to do some hardcore, get out there in the field. I've been doing my social media and talking to people, getting feedback from my friends and peers and strangers and all regarding the race. And there's Tony Yober, who is an awesome candidate, and Chokwe Lumumba, who is, of course, another awesome candidate, who are vying for that number one spot here in the capital of Mississippi, Jacktown. Right now, as we speak, women, I think women of Jackson are having a press conference along with the Mumba at our City Hall here in Jackson. I posted a picture just this past Saturday of our City Hall. I love posting pictures of the historic areas here in the city of Jackson. It is a progressively growing, medium-sized city, but most definitely one thing that's so beautiful about Jackson and about Mississippi is the historical aspect. Yes, we have a checkered past, but all other states do also. This is a beautiful state, and if you've never been here before, you must visit at least twice. Because when you come the first time, it'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't have enough time to do this today. But at least twice visit the state, you know, really. If it's not Jackson, Biloxi, Vicksburg, Natchez. I've never been to Tupelo. I've been through Tupelo, but I've never been to Tupelo. I would love to see Elvis Presley's childhood home, you know, and go to Memphis and visit Graceland. I've been to Memphis a couple of times, but I have friends who live in Memphis, and they've never been to Graceland. And never been. And I just, you know, whenever I get to Memphis again, Beale Street, Graceland. I mean, what you talking about? Not to mention, you know, because I have to do all that because I have some amazing friends in Memphis and I'll be so busy doing other things. But again, thank you for tuning in. We're voting on Tuesday on April 22nd. It's going to be our runoff election. So one of two young guys. Young, intelligent guys will become our next mayor. I'm voting for Chokwe. Yes, I am. And, you know, some people, of course, you all know I'm independent thinking of a mind Republican. I've a long time supported his father, known his father. And I've always, my mother, I was like, Chokwe's son sounds like he's such an amazing leader. You know, because, you know, you can watch people and see their leadership and see how a person has been groomed, you know, to be a leader. Some people, everyone's not meant to be a leader. Some people are followers or some people are liaisons, you know. But to me, he is definitely a leader. Tony Yarbrough is definitely a leader also. One of my friends mentioned to me last week, he was like, hey, Bethany, I need your assistance. What happened to me with my mentor program? And then I asked him, because this is a friend who we usually talk politics about, and I asked him, I said, well, who are you voting for? He said, who are you going for? He said, whoever wins. I said, well, what's amazing is that both of these guys are positive points for our mentorship. Mentorship is very important for both of them, you know, in regards. Both of them are hardcore, and it's important. The aspect of mentoring and to be mentored is important to both of those mayoral candidates, and it is really important. As I was talking to some people yesterday, just out and about, you know, on public transportation, J-Train, and just as I was running errands and other things, people tell me that crime is important. You know, and not just crime, period, but stop the senseless killing that happens. You know, because I don't think none of us, regardless of our socioeconomic background, our race, our socioeconomic background status or whatever, all of us have that inkling and think and pray to be safe. You know, if not to be involved in something or be an innocent bystander. So, you know, I like to have good, competent conversations with people and listen to people. And that's what I've been hearing a lot from people generally. Education is important. The infrastructure, bringing businesses back into the city limits. And also talking to my friends who are entrepreneurs and business owners, it was amazing. Sunday, I had like two similar conversations within like 3 minutes. One was on Facebook with one of my friends, a longtime friend of mine, and a musician who is a business owner on Facebook. And I shared a status talking about, of entrepreneurs and small businesses, and especially black businesses. Then my friend, another friend, I've seen in person. And she and I pretty much talked about a similar topic, about the complications that it is sometimes cutting through red tape of operating and relocating and starting and doing your business properly. You know, so it's important to bring businesses in, small businesses and big businesses, but also it's important for people who are entrepreneurs, if they're home-based or if they need space and location and need to buy or build or rent or whatever. And one thing I hear about is how, you know, maybe property management might change, and then the rent is changed maybe three times high, and then that's concerning all businesses. That's not just, you know, a certain race group. I mean, I hear my friends who are entrepreneurs and business owners, period, talk about the troubles that they experience. So regarding changes and just dealing with the blessings of businesses, but then also cut through those red tape also. You know, that's wild. But I want to shout out also to Small Business Expo. The last time I broadcast, I had talked about the Expo here, the Mississippi Business Journal. That they changed it to the Marketplace. I think Mississippi Business Journal Marketplace, something like that. But it's rescheduled to September the 19th. It wasn't on April 3rd. But there's a Small Business Expo that is touring the country. And on the 24th, it'll be in Chicago. And next month in mid-May in Dallas. So I'm already registered for the Small Business Expo in Dallas and looking forward to attending, to networking and talking about Avon and talking about my invention idea that I had been in confidential talks with, talking with Davidson and talking about the business of, you know, beauty and business industry, and of course, Culture Shock Entertainment and my podcast here at Blog Talk Radio. So definitely looking forward to attending that expo. I love expos and fairs and all of that good stuff. There's another neat one coming up in September, a couple of days after the expo here in Jackson in Dallas. So I'm going to shout out Heather Perkins, who has amazing events, and that event is going to be on September 21st. I'm going to invite her on the show to talk about her company. So this is just amazing. But it's Friday, and it is Good Friday, and that is a good thing. So some of you are on the road, and some are staying home, right, and going to church and doing your Easter egg hunts. I love Easter. Some people talk, some of my friends can really educate you regarding Easter, and it being a pagan holiday, but I love celebrating it religiously. And I love, as a little girl, I grew up loving the Easter Bunny. So just like I believe in Santa Claus, I, as a 45-year-old woman, still believe in the Easter Bunny. Sad I don't have any kids, huh? Because their holidays would be too crazy. Really give me a reason to be a big kid. But sending much love out to parents and those of you who are like parents to others, and happy Easter to just everyone and all listeners. Thank you for your support. I'm still spring cleaning. Some of you hadn't even started because you hadn't even having spring like weather. It's still snowing in some places. So still been spring cleaning. You know, you're cleaning if it's that season, and it's that season. So, like my friend Shane and I talked about on Facebook, you know, we're always cleaning. It's just that it's the season is spring cleaning. So, it's a hot topic all year round ever since I began the show here in March of 2011. So, yay. So this is just a comfortable show since it's been on hiatus for almost 2 weeks. Big shout out to Avon. My website is back up. It's been back up almost 2 weeks, really like 2 weeks. And so it's youravon.com/Miss, MSBETHANY, Williams, WILLIAMS. I altered a little bit because it used to be Beth Williams, BETHWMS. But if you log in, if you key that in, you're going to go to my Facebook page. And I love Facebook friends, so follow me and link up with me on Facebook. So if you do tap into the old website, then you're going to still connect with me. And you connect with me at Facebook, it'll direct you to my Facebook page. But the new name is Miss M.S. Bethany Williams. And Avon is just super amazing. We have amazing, this is like gifties. You would think of a holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas is gift-giving season. I'm just thinking, this is a gift-giving season. This is like Peter Piper picked the pepper, the way I'm saying gift-giving. This is a gift-giving season because we have Easter up on us, and we love to give gifts during Easter. We have Mom's Day coming up on May the 10th. That's right, on May the 12th. And we have, on May 10th, we have Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Because, look, I listen to Ryan Seacrest so much, I might be thinking about the Wango Tango concert. So, saying that date. And we have Father's Day coming up on June 15th. And then, not to mention, this is just the time of year that you get graduation gifts, prom gifts. We give a gift for anything during springtime, just happies. And so Avon is filled with so many amazing gifts for days. And look, this is bridal shower season, with wedding season up on us. A lot of bridal showers are happening. And I was just checking out a story that Taylor Swift, after Saturday Night Live aired, she got on a plane and flew to Ohio and surprised one of her fans. I retweeted this on Twitter and Facebook and everything. I thought it was so amazing. I'm a longtime lover of Taylor Swift, and I think she is so cool. And I thought that was such a nice, super cool gesture. She was invited, I believe, to this fan's wedding. So she wasn't able to go to this fan's wedding, but she flew after her appearance on SNL. She got on a plane and flew to Ohio and just walked in on this bridal shower and just shocked us. Wherever the forever out of this bride to be, and I thought that was so cool. So a big congratulations to that bride to be and her friends and fans of Taylor, and to Taylor, you know, a big thumbs up. That is just amazing that she's doing it. We got to keep Miley in our prayers also, because she's still hospitalized, and I hope she gets well soon. Regardless of what, I don't know exactly what's going on. I heard she was sick with one thing and then she had a bad reaction to something else. So definitely praying for her to recover and feel better real, real soon. But again, just a big shout out to Prince again for this. I'm just super excited. Hey, and the Dallas Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Pelicans. Look, I hadn't made my post-con trip to New Orleans yet. I thought I was going to get to that Houston game, or that final game. But most of my teams are in the playoffs. So shout-out to my favorite players and favorite teams that are in the playoffs. The Mavericks are doing a darn thing. The Grizzlies, the Pelicans, of course, you know, the Heat. And then one thing that Reggie Bush had tweeted out like last week was, it's amazing how San Antonio Spurs, they always seem to have the best record, you know, and that is so true. My mother and I, we love them, but it's just amazing. So I'm just wondering where some of my favorite players are going to end up to next season. But you know, we only have like 30, 45 minutes, so I know I'm kind of sounding like a but I'm super excited, too, because it's been almost 2 weeks broadcasting. Again, what was I about to say? Oh, my God, the Saints. Robert Mitchum has re-signed a one-year deal with the Saints. What if Reggie came back to the Saints? I mean, he's done a great job with the Detroit Lions, but wouldn't that be awesome if Reggie Bush came back to the Saints? That would be so cool. Speaking of running backs, the Saints will be in town. Pierre Thomas is coming to Jacktown Children's Museum on May the 3rd. R. Kelly will be in town that same day, too. So this city is it's kind of hot, but it's so cool. Pierre Thomas is bringing his ICANN Foundation here, and we'll be having a camp for kids, and that should be so awesome. And I'm sure I'm almost sure he won't be coming alone, you know, because it's a camp, so he's going to be bringing some more, because it's billed as Pierre Thomas and the Saints. So, of course, the training coaches are coming. You never know, one of his fellow teammates. Wouldn't that be a hoot? If Coach Sean came, that would be a hoot. We have golf coming on that's happening. It's been changed from Madison. As my last broadcast, I mentioned that the only PGA tournament that we host here in the state, it has been moved from Madison to Jackson. So that's going to be happening, I think, on the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. But we have some pretty hot things that is happening that's going on. But I just wanted to keep you guys abreast. And I'll talk more on Monday about the election of the mayoral candidates. I'll share about both of their, you know, I'll share information regarding their bios. But I have shared, right? You remember when I shared information about the city council people and Tony Yober provided more info. But on Monday, I'll share info about both of them. And I know those of you that are in and out of town, you know, it's very, those of us that are voting is really important. And those of you that may be considering coming back or opening businesses or just want to, you know, come here and visit, it's important for you because I know I'm nosy when it comes to other cities and villages and areas around the world. I'm really nosy. I'll Google and look up information about communities that of people that I know in real life, or those of you that are my awesome friends online and listeners of the show. I like to know what's going on in the world. It's important for us to know current events. Working on getting back out there traveling. Before my second marriage, I loved to travel. And so as it looked like it's finally coming to an end, I'm looking forward to getting back out there and doing things, not just talking and meeting people locally and online, but getting out there traveling, coming to different cities, and maybe doing some international travel also, but most definitely visiting some cities that I have been to and some that I have always wanted to come to also. And I thank you to those of you that do invite me to your events. And don't stop, because you never know. I might do like Taylor Swift, shock you and show up and surprise you, you know, honestly. So, well, I don't want to go on and on because it's almost time to conclude the show. I'm going to continue playing Third Eye Girl Minister Cycle. And, oh, my God, I didn't see Scandal last night because my Comcast has been acting kind of crazy. So I'm going to have to follow up on the Internet. But Monday night I did see my finale. Oh, my God. Dallas left us hungry. Those of us that love Dallas, hungry for more, begging for more. I mean, not just one, like, ultimate cliffhanger, but the cliffhanger had, like, many cliffhangers attached to it. I mean, not one cliffhanger, like, who shot J.R.? The who shot J.R. was the a ranch on fire, right? But then before that, there were other cliffhangers. You got to see it. If you didn't see it, you got to see the finale. And we have to wait until my birthday month, a week after my birthday. My birthday is August 11th. The fall premiere begins August the 18th. That's how long we have to wait to see another new episode of Dallas. Amazing. Oh, my God. I just love the way they have integrated the old Dallas with the new Dallas. It is just super amazing. I love it. And I'm not alone. Just fabulous. Oh, my God. I'm not going to go on and on. But instead of going on and on, I'm going to play the theme. Because I still have it on my file, so I'm going to play it right quick. Glad they kept the original theme from my childhood, aren't you? And that's just amazing. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's almost time to conclude. We'll be back to airing, you know, 30, 45-hour, 2-hour, 3-hour shows with more PSAs and music. You guys, thank you so much. Do you know I have a lot of music to listen to and to upload on my playlist, on my song list? I got to shout out DJ Swan and many others who have sent me a lot of music, private music too. I like to get private music. You know, that to me, when you get private music, that's very exclusive. So thank you so much. I have a lot of fun homework to do listening to awesome music from DJs and mainstream artists and independent artists. Thank you so much. Also, you guys are inspiring me. I have this notebook that I need to write poems and song lyrics in, and I'm going to write a few hits at least if I fill this notebook up. So you guys are inspiring me so much to get on and stop sitting on my fanny when it comes to, just let my creative juices flow when it comes to sketching new designs and writing new songs and poetry. You're just, like, really getting me. Because, you know, it's not enough hours in a day for me. 24/7, I'm at my mother's beck and call. You know, I'm working on building my Avon business, working on this invention idea, getting the funding for this, because this amazing company has been interested, and I don't want that company to lose interest, but I need to, you know, my proper funding. So working on that and that reality show idea that I told you guys about, I don't want that idea getting shelved because the new show studios definitely love the idea, the concept. So, you know, my hands are full for people who think, oh, she doesn't do anything. I have been an entrepreneur since I was a kid, and I am, if I'm making money or not, I am always preoccupied doing important things and doing my best to survive and praise the Lord and thanking God, you know, also to allow me to see another day, because we are all blessed if we see another day, right? I mean, my goodness, my mother's 82 years young. I can only pray. I pray to see my next birthday, You know, that is just amazing. So regardless of our ages, babies to 100, we should be thankful and grateful and appreciative of being able to breathe. And at the same time, praying for better days. But the live streaming is about to end. Sending much love out to you guys. Happy Easter weekend. Happy holidays. Big shout out to the Magic Plano Mosque in Plano. They're having a big picnic this Sunday. Big shout out to you all. Oh, so friendly. Look forward to seeing you guys when I come to Dallas. So nice to meet back in 97. Have a fantastic weekend. I might broadcast over the weekend, but most definitely, God willing, on Monday morning, we'll be broadcasting Motivating Monday. And big shout out to those of you that are attending Lighthouse meetings in Dallas. It was Avon on Monday, and there are like district meetings going on all around the country. And big shout out to my district sales manager, Charlotte Hogue, also, and also my former consultant district sales manager, Christine Fedorka, and so just amazing. To be able to broadcast and work with you. You guys can email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. My numbers are always available. If you call me and I'm unavailable, leave a message. You know, there are pranksters and there are people that are meaning, so I do like to kind of screen my calls. If you text message me, be sure to sign it so I know who you are. But of course, when you chat with me and email me and stuff like that, right now I might not be able to see your account until like after midnight or something. I think I'm locked out or something for a minute. So around midnight, I'd be able to check my email, my Yahoo email. But my other emails are okay if you have my other email addresses, but connected to the show. I think I'm going to create a shorter email connected to the show because that is pretty lengthy, is it not? But, again, thank you so much for your love and your support. And share with me more ideas. Call in and chat with me in the chat room, okay? And I will continue, resume the longer broadcast with more music and PSAs also in the near future. That was a little snippet of Lest You Always. That's Prince. That's old Prince. Early 80s. But again, thank you. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are definitely appreciated, and thank you for being loyal, and thank you for sharing with me. Some of you share some really awesome, like, controversial ideas with me, so I'm looking forward to you being a part of those controversial shows also when they are scheduled. Do you hear me? You know who you are when you send me these stories. It, like, this could be a good topic. You be a part of the show also when you send me these ideas. I come up with some good ideas too. This entertainment lifestyle music show, and it's all about lifestyle. So never run out of ideas to talk about. On Monday, we'll continue talking about, you know, green juices and smoothies and the proper, you know, equipment from blenders to mixers and all that, and eating healthy and all that and being motivated. But then also we will be talking about update on the runoff that's happening here in Jackson, Mississippi on Monday. But again, I thank you so much. And I'll go ahead and play the rest of Minister Cycle. And again, congratulations to Prince and MP and all of everybody who's ever performed and worked with Prince and all of his proteges, because we're going to be hearing some stuff that we've never heard before. And you know what? Many people will see. When Prince pulled out this vault music that he has already recorded with Warner Brothers, it's going to be like prophesizes in his music. And because some music that Prince has recorded back 30 years ago, I mean, it sounded like it was recorded. I mean, it's still, you know, it's current now. And so we're going to hear new music from Prince that he recorded back in the 80s and 70s. And so be prepared, because if he's going to knock our socks off with his reissue Purple Rain, new music, music that we haven't heard that was long time recorded, then not to mention the new music that he will record now that he is, you know, back working with Warner Brothers. So I'm just saying, many already know what I'm saying, but some of you just you're going to see, you're going to hear, you're going to feel exactly what I'm talking about. But again, happy Good Friday, happy Easter weekend. Big shout out to Lumumba and his family and Yabba and his family and those of us who support them. And best wishes. And thank you, listeners of the show and supporters of the show, critics of the show. Thank you so much for your love and for taking the, not minding spending a few minutes or the whole entire show time with me. Thank you for listening to archive shows. Thank you, period. Okay? It's super amazing. But again, God bless, and I wish you the best this weekend and in life, period. Happy spring. Happy spring. God bless. Thank you. listening to the Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. Again, feel free to email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, KULTRESHOKENTBETH, Beth. And I invite you to follow me. I would like to increase my followers and also post more awesome pictures. I posted amazing photos, and I have more to post from Saturday's Race for the Cure event. I had so much fun volunteering at one of the national sponsors, Ford Motor Company's booth. I worked with local Ford employees, Warriors in Pink team members, Linda Leggett and Carol. Didn't get Carol's last name. And Crystal Jackson out of Atlanta, film manager for Warriors in Pink. Was amazing to work with also at the Race for the Cure event hosted by the Susan G. Coleman Foundation Magnolia Steel chapter here in the state of Mississippi. I volunteer for CARA, No Kill Animal Shelter, Mississippi GOP, the Mississippi Republican Party, and I signed up to become a volunteer back in September, but you guys know I had been sick with the cold flu. Then my mother and I became ill in February, and so this is my second event volunteering at. I volunteered at a remote broadcast to promote the Race for the Cure event with Legend 100.9, which is a sister company to Y101 at Kroger I-55 a couple weeks before the event. And then on Saturday morning, had the most awesome time meeting and hearing so many amazing breast cancer survivor stories also. So check out our Warriors in Pink Facebook page, also Ford Motor Company. It is so amazing. Amazing products, and all of the models are breast cancer survivors also that you see. But amazing initiative brought on by Ford, and definitely had a blast handing out information and bandanas, beautiful bandanas. I have a couple to put around my pooches. Princess probably get hers dirty, but Brownie will be okay. So, again, big shout-out to Kim Gray, who is the volunteer chairman, breast cancer survivor herself. Thank you so much for the awesome assignments. And so big shout-out to Kara, also, and Matthew Holmes. There's volunteer, like I said, the last broadcast of volunteer orientations are in the midst, and many events regarding Easter and fundraising, and there's a cleanup at Carol this past Sunday. So big shout out to everyone and listeners and supporters of the show. Thank you, and again, time is running out, so I have less than a minute. So again, I thank you. Happy Good Friday again to you and yours. God bless. Thank you.